Welcome to the CDH Conversations podcast. My name is Thato Maroapula, an associate in CDH's Employment Law Department. Today, we will be unpacking mental health in the workplace and whether a mental health diagnosis can shield an employee from being dismissed for poor performance despite reasonable accommodation by the employer. Joining me today is Yvonne Kefa, a director in CDH's Employment Law Department. Yvonne, thank you for making the time to share your insights on this interesting topic. As a point of departure, please share your insights on the distinction between misconduct and incapacity.
Perhaps let's start with the foundational principles. The Labor Relations Act 66 of 1995, which we colloquially refer to as the LRA, read with the Code of Good Practice on Dismissals, recognizes three grounds of dismissal, namely misconduct, incapacity in the form of poor performance or ill health, and the employer's operational requirements. The LRA and the Code further provides that dismissals must be substantively and procedurally fair. The distinction between misconduct and incapacity is important, as the Code provides different guidelines for substantive and procedural fairness for both processes. What this means is that if you categorize the matter incorrectly, the process you follow to resolve the matter will be a wrong process, which in turn will make the dismissal unfair. The Labour Appeal Court in Goldfield Mining South Africa Pretoria Limited versus the CCMA and others drew the distinction between misconduct and incapacity dismissals and held that, on the one hand, misconduct is based on an employer's fault, which could be intentional or negligent non-compliance with the rules or standard. On the other hand, incapacity is linked to an employer's inability to perform as required or expected. It is associated with instances where an employee has no control over those circumstances. It also concerns an employee's aptitude or competence to perform in a particular role. The distinction sometimes becomes blurred when an employee alleges that their misconduct or poor performance is as a result of something they have no control over, such as alcoholism or a mental health condition, as we are discussing today.
I see. And turning to that particular allegation and within the context of poor performance, can an employee raise a mental health condition such as anxiety or depression as justification for poor performance?
We have seen that in the last 5 to 6 years, mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression are becoming more and more prevalent in the workplace. Employers and employees alike have had serious challenges dealing with such issues. We have written a number of articles on how employers can assist employees and maintain a workplace that is free from mental health risks. There are a number of cases where an employee raised a mental health condition as justification for their conduct or poor performance. The question of whether a mental health diagnosis can shield an employee from being dismissed for poor performance despite reasonable accommodation by the employer was addressed by the Labour Court in Abels versus Stellenbosch University and others. The judgment was handed down recently on the 4th of July 2025. I must point out that in 2020, the Labour Appeal Court also dealt with a case related to this subject. In Legal Aid South Africa and Janssen, the Labour Appeal Court made the point that an employee bears the evidentiary burden of proving that their mental health condition had an impact on their condition. In the case, the Labour Appeal Court stated that the mental health condition, such as depression, can play a role in the employee's misconduct. However, the court found that an employee failed to prove that the proximate cause or real reason for his dismissal was his depression.
Interesting. Please talk to us about the facts of the Stellenbosch University judgment and how the Labour Court addressed the question of whether a mental health condition can be considered as justification for poor performance.
The employee, Mr. Abels, was employed by the University of Stellenbosch as a faculty administrator. His employment was terminated in May 2022 on 3 months' written notice for incapacity related to poor performance. the employee referred an unfair dismissal dispute and alleged that the university failed to follow due process. The parties concluded a pre-arbitration minute, which recorded that it was common cause that the employee was diagnosed with depression in 2021 and that he had poor performance issues prior to the depression diagnosis. The employee argued that the real reason for his dismissal was his mental health condition or depression in this instance. The university, on the other hand, argued that the employee was dismissed for poor performance over a protracted period. The commissioner considered the relevant authorities and evidence and ultimately concluded that the university had followed a fair process before dismissing the employee on the basis of poor performance, and consequently the dismissal was fair. We note that the commissioner also reasoned that the employee's depression, which was not in dispute, was one of the factors that the university took into account before dismissing the employee. The employee took the decision on review to the Labour Court and argued, amongst other things, that the commissioners misconstrued the authorities on mental health conditions in the workplace and reached a conclusion that was unreasonable. The Labour Court confirmed the test in review application, namely whether the commissioner's decision was one that a reasonable decision maker would have made. The Labour Court proceeded to consider the arbitration holistically and found that the commissioner considered the relevant authorities which dealt with depression in the workplace. What amongst these authorities was Somio versus Ross, Poultry Breeders Pty Limited judgment. The Labour Court in the Abel's case found that the university had followed due process and provided the employee with reasonable opportunity to obtain treatment for the depression and to fulfill his duties as a senior employee, which was one of the factors that the Somio case dealt with. The Labour Court upheld the arbitration award and found that the commissioner's findings were within the ambit of reasonableness in terms of the test for review applications in the Labour Court. The Labour Court consequently dismissed the review application.
And are there any key takeaways from this judgment for employers?
The judgment confirms that an employer may dismiss an employee for poor performance as a form of incapacity, provided that the employer has followed a fair process and that the onus is on the employee to prove that the dismissal was due to the illness and not poor performance. The employee must show a causal link between the dismissal and the mental health condition. The judgment further confirmed that a mental health condition such as depression can be considered as a factor for an employee's poor performance or misconduct for that matter. However, this does not shield an employee from being dismissed for poor performance, especially when the employer has followed a fair process and had reasonably accommodated the employee.
Interesting. Any concluding remarks from your side?
This is an important judgment because while mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety demand empathy, understanding, and proactive accommodation in the workplace, they do not negate the employee's fundamental responsibility to meet the inherent requirements of the role and perform according to the required standard. The current legislative framework seeks to balance an employee's well-being and the employer's legitimate operational needs.
Thank you for your time and insights, Yvonne. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Tato.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.